Here's Jeff Blashill. So Jimmy Howard last night, just your assessment on his performance.
No, he was excellent. I mean, he stole the game for us. You know, we gave up, obviously, countless outnumbered rushes and breakaways and going there for him. So he was absolutely excellent. You know, he's been real good against the Rangers. He's been real good in Madison Square Garden, but obviously he was great last.
Jeff, the start to Thomas Vanek's season, you've watched him over the years, and there's no question the amount of talent that this guy has. And for you guys as a group to make the decision to bring him on board, there's two schools of thought that, listen, you just can't take a chance on a guy like that, or you do take a chance on him, and so far it's paid off.
Well, I think the biggest thing when you're going through that decision process, Nick, is trying to really dig into his character. I think it's easy to judge people from the outside, but I think you got to really dig in and find out what he's about as a person. And, you know, we had between John Torchetti, coached him, Doug Huda spent time with him when he was first in Rochester. Bob, who coached him in junior hockey, coached him as an assistant coach at the University of Minnesota. We did lots of digging on him. And the number one thing that came back was he was a good person who cared. And I know, you know, he had his ups and downs, but we felt like, obviously, he's an elite offensive talent. He was fifth overall, I believe. We haven't had that high of draft picks here. We felt like with that elite offensive talent, there were some things that were non-negotiable, working hard on the back check, winning one-on-one battles, and playing good defense. And I've told him if he does those three things, he's going to have an excellent year. And so far, he's done those three things for us. So, you know, I believe in him as a person. I believe in his character. And now it's just the day-to-day decision process to make sure he's doing the right things.
You know, Jeff, just to further on that, sometimes over the last few years, you sit there and say it was a lack of character sometimes. And now just hearing from what you're saying, maybe it's he cared too much. Maybe it was counterproductive for him and it kind of froze him out. What was it about the conversations that you've had that made you convinced that this guy has enough character that many of us thought that he lacked?
Well, again, I think, you know, first of all, I think people are in different spots in their lives, in different spots in careers. And I did think that one thing was we were going to get a motivated player without even knowing a whole lot about him. I felt that just based on, you know, the tough times that he had there in Minnesota. And I just felt like we had it the right time in his career, one. But two, I do think that sometimes it's easy to judge from the outside. People that I knew him, said things about him as a person. And you know, they felt like if you could connect with him, he would certainly work. And he's not going to be perfect. He's got off to a great start. I didn't think he was as good last night as he had been. But he's not going to be perfect. But none of our players are perfect. I'm not perfect. I just felt with him that his care level was enough that if we put the demands in place of certain things that were non-negotiable that I talked about, that there was a lot of that we'd get a lot out of him. And so far, that's played out to be true.
Jeff, like, I've hardly heard Nyquist's name since the Kentucky Derby. Like, what is going on with this guy's game? I thought he was going to be a star a couple of years ago.
You were sitting on that, weren't you?
you stole that line.
No, I didn't.
You stole that from somebody.
I did not. But seriously, I thought he was going to be a star a couple of years ago. And now, 12 minutes last night, I mean, where's his game? And how important is it for you guys to find a way to get this guy going?
To be fair to Gus Nyquist, no, I didn't think he had as good a game last night. Resulted in the minutes, but I will say through the last number of real exhibition games, the games where we played against NHL teams to the first three games of the season, Doug, I think Gus has been really good, to be honest with you. I think he's been really good. Him and Vanek have found great chemistry with Helm on that line. He's kind of running the second unit power play, so he hasn't had as much power play as some of the other guys, but he's also, I've got him there because I believe in him on the half wall. To be honest with you, I think he's had a real, real good start. I think his first couple of games in exhibition weren't good enough. Him and I had a conversation, and I think he's really, really played with the type of tenacity that he's got to play with to be successful. I think you know, he obviously came in the league and scored at a rate
that's right.
tremendous. Now, he might have scored. He probably outscored what his norm's going to be. And I say that just because he didn't really score goals to that level in the American League. He didn't score goals to that level in college. I think he's going to be a 23, 24, 25 goal scorer in the league on a regular basis, but also a guy who can produce lots of points and is a winner. He's a winner of a person for sure. So I actually think he's got off to a good start. He had a tough end of the year last year. There were multiple reasons for that, Doug, one of which I didn't play him probably enough. And so he's going to get more minutes, especially in the nights when he deserved it, which I think he has for the most part. And then he's got to produce, but I believe he will.
How rewarding was it last night for the NBC bench reporter to find the real Jeff Blashill last night?
Oh, and we've added another bald guy in Doug.
I was really excited for you last night.
Is there still remnants of Doug McLean in the coach's office at Joe Louis Arena?
No.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking for it. I'm sure it is somewhere here. I'm sure the picture's somewhere here, but I'm looking.
The biggest thing was me and Ken Holland on the road. Would be the remnants.
you're a cool guy to come on and have some fun with us like this.
Jeff, have you heard Trouba's name mentioned around Joe at all?
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard Trouba's name? Oh, okay, yeah. You got me. You got me, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys.